This is Sky News Radio on Tuesday the 30th of December. The top story so far, a nurse being treated in the UK for Ebola is said to be doing as well as can be expected.
The patient is now getting the best possible treatment and I'm sure we all wish her a speedy recovery.
An NHS volunteer who travelled back on the plane to London with her criticises the health checks.
There seem to be too few staff and there are too few rooms or places to put us.
Also, rescuers find bodies and wreckage from the missing Air Asia jetliner.
So the key now is to get everyone back.
And Network Rail's chief executive tells us he won't take this year's bonus after the weekend disruption.
In my view, the performance over the Christmas and New Year period was not acceptable.
I'm Barry Weir. A nurse who volunteered to help in the fight against Ebola is doing as well as can be expected after being diagnosed with the deadly virus. Pauline Cafferkey is now receiving specialist treatment at a London hospital. She returned to Glasgow from Sierra Leone on Sunday night. Scotland's First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has given this update.
She is doing as well as can be expected in the circumstances. We're not going to provide a running commentary at this stage on the clinical condition of the patient for reasons that I am sure you will understand.
Efforts are ongoing to trace passengers on the flights Mrs. Cafferkey took back to the UK via Casablanca in Morocco and London Heathrow, arriving at Glasgow Airport at about 11:30 on Sunday night on a British Airways flight. Saeed Ahmed from Health Protection Scotland is in charge of tracing the passengers on that last leg.
We are responsible for tracing all the patients who are coming to Scotland, and Public Health England is there doing the tracing in England and elsewhere. The reason why we're doing it is that although we think the risk to them is very, very small and minimum, given that it is a serious infection, we want to make sure that they get all the information they need and also to reassure them proactively that the risk to them is very small rather than they're finding out through whisper or rumour and so on. Purely a precautionary measure.
Health Protection Scotland has said that it's made contact with 63 out of the 70 passengers on the flight from Heathrow to Glasgow. Now, Dr. Morten Dale sat next to Pauline Cafferkey on that flight to Heathrow as they returned from 5 weeks tackling Ebola in Sierra Leone. He's been talking to Sky News and is questioning the isolation advice being given by officials.
We were supposed to be given special thermometers and self-monitoring packs to measure our temperatures every day for the next 3 weeks, and they ran out. They hadn't got enough packs. I'm still waiting for mine to be couriered across today at some point. And then finally, when we went on our way and we were allowed to go, the advice from Public Health England was that we could go by public transport home, by whichever means we wanted, and then once at home, at that point, weren't supposed to use public transport, or if we did, only for very short journeys for the next 3 weeks, and not to go into crowded places. And that seemed a rather bizarre restriction on the one hand, when on the other, we could have easily jumped onto a crowded tube train into central London. And at least poor Pauline got a flight home and fellow passengers can be traced. Had she jumped on a tube to King's Cross and got the train, it would have been a different story.
It's thought to be the first time that a case of Ebola has been diagnosed on UK soil. But do we know enough about it? Exactly how can or can't you get Ebola? Sky's health correspondent Thomas Moore has more.
You cannot get Ebola through the air. You cannot get Ebola through water. You cannot get Ebola from someone who's not already sick. Ebola can't be carried by someone who's not already experienced symptoms. You cannot get Ebola from mosquitoes. You cannot get Ebola from properly cooked foods. So how can you pick up the virus? Well, direct contact with bodily fluids, for example, the sweat, tears and blood of an infectious person, from touching infected surfaces and from infected animals or their droppings. But the virus can only develop into a disease if it is ingested or comes into contact with broken skin, the eyes or the inside of the nose. Even a very low dose is enough to infect a person, and when that happens, the virus is particularly ferocious.
Well, two other people are being tested for Ebola. One is being transferred to Aberdeen Royal Infirmary and had been staying at a youth hostel in the Highlands. The other is a patient in Cornwall who's been placed in isolation at the Royal Cornwall Hospital. And for more in-depth coverage on the fight against Ebola, head to the Sky News catch-up service. It's free for Sky TV customers with Sky Plus HD boxes connected to broadband. This is Sky News Radio. Still ahead, the latest on the missing AirAsia flight, now confirmed to have crashed.
I think quite clearly it is now a recovery operation.
Two tugboat workers have been killed trying to secure the passenger ferry, which caught fire in the Adriatic Sea. And Network Rail's chief executive won't take this year's bonus after weekend disruption.
In my view, the performance over the Christmas and New Year period was not acceptable.
AirAsia has confirmed debris found in the sea is from its plane, which lost contacts with air traffic controllers on Sunday. At least 40 bodies have been found in the Java Sea. Sky's Alex Rossi takes us through the last known movements of the aircraft.
Flight 8501 lost radar contact in poor weather on Sunday morning. It was travelling from the Indonesian city of Surabaya to Singapore. At 12 past six, the pilot spoke to Indonesian air traffic control. He asked to ascend to 38,000 feet and deviate to the left of the planned flight route. Air traffic control then granted the request to move to the left side, but they refused the request to fly higher because of other planes in the area. The AirAsia plane was last seen on radar a couple of minutes later at 6:16. There was no further communication at this point, and all attempts by the air traffic controllers to get back in contact proved unsuccessful.
AirAsia Chief Executive Tony Fernandez thinks they will find the exact crash site and is being updated by Indonesia's search and rescue agency Basarnas.
I am confident because Basarnas is very confident that they know more or less the position of the aircraft, so we should be able to locate it.
The Foreign and Commonwealth Office has confirmed that one of the 162 people aboard the flight was Briton Choi Chi Man. 17 children and one infant are among the dead. Mike Vivian, the UK's former flight operations inspector, explains what will happen next.
They want to recover the black boxes, clearly. In this particular incident, the cockpit voice recorder will be very useful because it will capture probably the whole of this flight. So they should be able to reconstruct, really, the history of this aircraft almost in its entirety.
Some of today's other news then, and two sailors from Albania have died while attempting to tow the car ferry which caught fire off the coast of Corfu. A cable between their tugboats and the Norman Atlantic snapped, getting caught in a propeller. 10 people were killed following the fire on board the ferry. More than 400 others were rescued. But Admiral Giovanni Pettorino from the Italian Coast Guard says there's a lack of clarity on final numbers.
The fact is that among the people rescued, there are some names that are not on the manifest. At this point, we need to review entirely all those who embarked on this trip, and this is what's giving us some difficulty.
An investigation's beginning into the deaths of two children and an adult in a caravan fire in Surrey. A man and another child needed treatment for burns following the blaze in Newchapel just before 2 a.m. this morning. And two men in their mid-20s have been arrested in Bedford on suspicion of terror-related offences. They were picked up by officers in raids on two addresses early yesterday morning. Both have since been released on bail. Still to come on Sky News Radio, a call to open up the honours list to more ethnic minorities, and campaigners say we should avoid fad diets in favour of making changes that focus on living healthier lives instead.
All these magazine images especially, I kept focusing on, and I was so obsessed with stick-thin models and their gaunt expressions.
The boss of Network Rail has told Sky News that he will not be taking his bonus for this year. Mark Carn had been under pressure to give it up following the chaos caused by overrunning engineering works after Christmas, which closed two mainline London stations. The payments thought to have been worth up to £34,000, but Mr. Carn has told us that while he's not taking his bonus, he's still the right man to lead the company.
We've had a really difficult period over the Christmas, and you know, as you said, thousands of passengers were disrupted after the Christmas period. It was a totally unacceptable performance in that particular possession, in my view. And that's why I've instructed that there should be a full review of what happened, not just of those particular problems, but more broadly about the timing of the sorts of works that we had planned for the Christmas and Boxing Day period. In order to keep the railway safe and to improve its reliability, we have to do this work. Well, I've decided that I'm accountable for the performance of the railway, and the performance over the Christmas and New Year period was not acceptable, and I've decided that I should not take the bonus for this year.
MP Eric Joyce has formally denied charges of assault and criminal damage. He's appeared in court following his arrest over an incident in Camden in North London in October. The 54-year-old, who's the Member of Parliament for Falkirk, is due to stand trial in May. The man in charge of the honours list says more needs to be done to open the system up to all ethnic minorities. People from black and ethnic communities have recently only been given 6% of the honours. That's despite making up 12% of the population in the last census. Sir Bob Kerslake insists progress has been made and says the issue must remain a priority.
The key thing here is to increase the number of nominations from people from different ethnic backgrounds. But I think a lot of it is about awareness. A lot of it is people thinking, well, the honours system's not for me. But it is, and it's for everyone.
And 20% of people say they'd chop their finger off to get the perfect body shape. Campaigners say results from the survey show the country is obsessed with diets. The National Body Confidence Campaign, Be Real, wants people to ignore fad diets this new year and focus on living healthier lives instead. Juliet Burton has struggled with eating disorders throughout her life and says January is always a difficult time.
Not only on television, but also in magazines. Everywhere you look, somebody's telling you that you need to adjust the way that you look to fit in with this idea of a perfect body.
Our top stories again then, and Scotland's First Minister says a nurse who volunteered to help in the fight against Ebola is doing as well as can be expected after being diagnosed with the deadly virus. Air Asia says it's now focusing on a recovery operation after bodies and wreckage were found in the Java Sea in the search for its missing jets. And Network Rail's chief executive tells us he won't take this year's bonus after the weekend's disruption. That's it. Thanks for listening. Don't forget there's more from Sky News on TV, on our mobile and iPad apps, and at skynews.com.